So let's just give you a little taste of how they play off each other a little bit here. In fact, you're going to hear the very start of this. It's a clip from when they were doing an interview on PBS, and you'll hear the PBS interviewer asking a question of Martin and Martin. Hopefully you'll be able to recognize their voices, which will make it even funnier. Here we go.
It's hard to make a career in show business, possibly even harder to sustain a career in show business. Did you ever think that you would be relevant for this long?
I guess he's talking to me.
Let me just say, Steve, what an honor it is for me to be standing next to a man who is a novelist, a playwright, a musician, a composer, and a legendary comedian.
And let me say, what an honor it is for me to be standing next to the man who is standing next to that man. One of the great things about touring around the country with Marty Short, no paparazzi. Your comedy was so effortless.
Oh, thank you.
And I kept thinking, I wonder how it'd be if you put a little effort into it.
Your teeth are so white. Your smile is like an email from grandma, all caps.
By the way, Martin Short is also the name I use when I check into a hotel and want to be anonymous.
35 years later and you're still the jerk. May I say, you look fantastic. And I guess that's the benefit of looking 70 since you were 30.
You know, I'm often asked, Steve, are you ever going to retire? Well, the answer is no, because I have a little one to take care of. And here he is, Martin Short.